what's a term that means any kind of little thieving animal?
Possum.
Well, a general term to cover possums or coons or whatever might be after them. Do you want to call it vomit or rogue or feral?
No, because generally they know.
Yeah.
It's a possum. No,
well, is vomit used in this area?
Yeah, but now this would may come as a surprise. I think housewives use it. First, they'll call a pest control and say, I want you to put me on your schedule to come and spray all these varmints I have around the house.
Uh-huh.
And that covers everything. Ants, roaches, silverfish, and whatever. Rats, everything in the house. They just bunched me up. I just got varmints in my house, and I want you to rid me of
them. So would a skunk or a possum be a varmint? Or is it pretty well restricted to insects and rodents?
Just insects and rodents.
I've never heard it.
Well, are people ever called varmint?
I think I have.
Not generally. No, I've never heard it.
Okay.
Used.
I think I have it except on TV. Let's see. What's a bushy-tailed animal that runs up trees?
Squirrel.
And are there different varieties here?
Yes, gray squirrel. Red squirrels.
What's the little brown one?
Brown squirrels.
Okay. What's a little brown animal with a stripe down its back that runs along the ground?
Chipmunk?
Yeah.
We don't have any around here.
What are things that have two shells and might have a pearl inside?
Oyster. Okay.
What's a little animal that lives near the water and makes a croaking sound?
Frog.
And what's a little tiny green one that makes a chirping noise?
Cricket.
Well, still a frog.
You talking about a tree frog?
Yeah.
Well, now, we don't have tree frogs around here that we know of.
Uh-huh. Well, do you have any small varieties of frogs at all?
All toad frogs. That's the.
And that's
the only. Well, the toad frog, and then a bullfrog is a different variety, and you associate them with water. But the toad frog is strictly a land frog.
Okay. A person going fishing might dig some
bait.
Okay. And what are some different kinds of bait that might be dug?
Worms and grubs about the only two that we would dig for.
Okay. Would you differentiate between different kinds of worms, or would you just say them?
Yeah, red wigglers and just worms.
Well, are the red wigglers the long ones? Or?
Well, they're both long.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of people a red wiggler, a lot of people wouldn't differentiate. A fisherman might, but just a casual fisher that is not a real fisherman. He just goes out and digs worms, and he doesn't know whether it's a red wiggler or just the regular earthworm.
Okay. What's an animal that lives near the water and can pull its feet and its head in its shell?
Turtle.
And what do you call one that lives on land?
Gopher.
Okay. What flies around a candle?
Moths.
And let's see, what insect flashes light on and off in the summertime?
A lightning bug.
And what's a long, slender insect that flies around lakes or ponds? That's kind of
fit. Dragonflies.
Okay. What are some flying insects that sting? Besides
bees, wasps.
Okay.
Yellow jackets. I believe that's all.
Well, now, do yellow jackets and wasps have different kinds of insects?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or what?
Yellow jackets. There's two. Some of them will burrow into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a yellow jacket that are in a nest, and a wasp uses about the same. I guess the nest is the wasp nest or the bees or the yellow jacket nest about the same structure.
Sort of
conical things that hang from.